Welcome back, everybody, to the Serial Hustler Podcast. It is your host with the most, the one and only Serial Hustler, a.k.a. Travis Roundtree. How is it going, y'all? I'm doing good. I'm doing as good as I can. You know, chilling. Listening to the Crawdad sing? Nah, I'm not listening to the Crawdad sing. I am listening to, I think it's a cat whining. Might be in heat. Anyways, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. I'm just chilling right now. I'm reflecting. I decided to invite you in. So join me, won't you? So I was talking to my daughter today. I was video chatting with her, and I had so much fun with her. She's such a happy little girl, and I'm beyond grateful to be her dad. I'm just head over heels in love with her. She's my daddy. She's a daddy's girl, and spoil the crap out of that little whippersnapper. But some people do say that you can't spoil kids, only food spoils. So let that be the lesson for this podcast. So if you learned one thing today, that's that. Bada bing, bada boom. So I was talking with my daughter today, video chatting with her, as I was saying before, and we were actually talking, we talked about this podcast that just came up, and I was explaining actually what a podcast is to her, and that was really cute, and she told me that I should have my podcast should be about music, that I know more about music than I know about reselling. So. And that really made me super happy. I was so proud to be her father when she did say that, because I'm always telling her that she should focus on her strengths, you know, and you know, just listen to your instincts when it comes to, like, your passion and stuff like that. Like, I completely want her to, you know, just be able to, because she has a really vast imagination. She's always pretending with her dolls, and we always play, like, we always pretend. I'll pretend with her just because she could make me do anything. She's just, I'm a sucker for her. But like we'll play Emoji Town, and then we'll pretend that we're emoji characters living in a house together. Stuff like that. And I just do it just to make her happy, really, and she loves that. But going back to what I was saying, you know, how she brought up that my podcast should be about music, because that's what I love in life, and that's what I'm good at, and I've dedicated a lot of my life to learning about how to play, learning about various types of music, and so it made me proud of her, because I want her to be true to herself. I don't want her to dilly-dally, mess around. I want her to carve out her own path and not be afraid to fail. Get this. And then on top of that just to sweeten, make things that much sweeter, just to make her even more sweeter of a girl, if that's even possible. Catalina. So we talked about the stock market today, and I explained that to her, and I was able to like just break it down about the shares. Like, this is a portion of the company that you own. It's like your own little piece of the pie of the company. And I kind of got her excited about it. But mostly she was more excited about visiting me, Daddy. And when she visits me, she wants to have a lemonade stand. And she wants to name the business Lemonades to Go. And it's going to be fast and friendly service with your lemonade. And it's going to be ready to go whenever you are. That's the new slogan. Just kidding. But I will run it by Honey, the brains behind the operation, my daughter, aka Honey. That's what we call her. She has a million aliases and nicknames. And that is going to be the best. I cannot wait. I talked her into starting a business with me. I said, all right, hey, honey, let's start a business. All right, I'll pay all the upfront startup costs, and then I'll help you set up the business, run it. You know, pay for the cups, the plastic, straws, whatever we need. And then you keep 100% of the profits. And I was like, is that a deal? And she's like, wait, explain it to me again? or she was like, wait, what? So I broke it down a little easier for a 7.5-year-old to explain, because it was her half birthday today. Woo! Happy birthday. Shout out, Honey. Happy birthday. If you ever hear this podcast, thinking about you. Always and forever, baby. But, yeah. Oh, God. I love that child, and her love is like an armor. I feel as if I can conquer anything. Yeah. That's really how I feel about her.